Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ozzie Guillen.
I think I'm on the boat.
Former White Sox manager.
I mean, I don't know how much payment I watch.
I go to watch the All-Star game? Hell no.
Talking the latest around Major League Baseball. Ozzie Guillen.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Ozzie Guillen joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Morning, Ozzie.
Good morning, guys. What's going on? Nice. Everything's good.
That's great. So, Ozzie, wanted to start with the White Sox, and I'm sure that you heard what Ricky Renteria had to say the other day about his use for analytics and how he tries to balance the feel for the moment and talking to his players with the numbers, and he doesn't ignore analytics, but people that don't like that, well, you know what, he really didn't care.
If they don't like it, I don't really give a
exactly. And I'm sure you've had some colorful moments talking to reporters in the dugout. What did you make of those comments?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I think analytics is have been in baseball for a long time. People don't realize that then that those days when we play, they don't have a computer, iPhone, iPad, people work on it, analytic, genius. To be analytic, you have to be prepared very well because it's not an easy thing to do. Analytic is not going to say, hey, this guy's going to hit body third because he hit 2-for-3 2 months ago against this guy. It will help, yes, a lot. But you have to go to your gut feelings. You're the manager of the team. You think you know the team better than anybody else. You should. I believe in that, but in the meanwhile, you had to balance one thing with another. You had to balance because analytic, put it this way, I hope I don't take that long. Baltimore Orioles, he got the same approach, same analysis than New York Yankees. Why Baltimore Orioles lose 120 games the last couple of years? Because they don't have a good team. Then you have to balance that. Analytic with the gut feeling and what you have on the field.
You know, I don't know how to feel about Ricky, and we've had a lot of people this morning kind of, and I can't believe this one, but question whether or not Lucas Giolito is facing any pressure when he pitches because they're out of it, because, you know, he's gone on the road now and shut out both the Astros and the Twins. The people are almost discrediting that performance because they said, well, it's not a high-leverage situation. It's not like he's really pitching for anything. I thought the kid was phenomenal yesterday, and I think he's been really good again after going through a little bit of a lapse after the All-Star break. But I can't believe that people would question that. I who cares who you're playing or when you're playing him?
Well, you know, I always believe that when Bobby Cox say, when you go out there, you perform no matter what. And now they're not in the pennant race. Now this kid is awesome. Okay, now Anderson hit 320 because they're not in the pennant race. Well, you know, they create that culture. They create that. But in the meanwhile, not because you are in the pennant race. You're performing because you don't have the pressure. Every time you take the field, it's pressure. It can be, you know, personal pressure. It can be family pressure. It can be I don't want to look bad pressure. But not because you're not playing for something in the pennant race. It's not. I think to me it's harder. It's harder to play, you know, to play like that because you got to show the ballpark. Say, why am I going to pitch for? We're not going anywhere. Okay, my numbers. I did it both sides. I did it out of the pennant race and in the pennant race. A player, he's a manager, he's a coach. And to me it's harder. Go to the ballpark, know this game don't mean anything. And you got to give the credit to the kids because these kids have been very good from last year to this year. I'm very impressed what he did. And, you know, people always going to have an opinion. And you know me. What you can say, well, you got your own opinion, you got mine, but pressure is everyday pressure.
This segment with Ozzie Guillen is brought to you by Elgin Genesis. Visit ElginGenesis.com for more information. And Ozzie, back page of the Sun-Times today has a picture of Jose Abreu when he's with Jerry Reinsdorf, and includes the promise that Jerry Reinsdorf told Jose Abreu he's not going to wear a jersey other than a White Sox jersey. Is that a promise that Jerry can afford to keep?
Wow. Well, oh, my God, I'm going to call Jose right now. I'm going to be his agent. you know, I think he's a great. I told you guys what 2 months ago about it. Jose Abreu, he had to stay here. He's going to stay here, but it depends how the price is. Not because Jerry say, you know, we love to have you here. We got to use you. One thing, I think the relation between his agent Jose and the White Sox has been pretty good. I think they're going to be talking about money in the middle of the way. Good for both sides. His Abreu's come out and say, you know what I mean? We want $50 million a year. I say, hey, I promise you, you're going to have to wear the same jersey, but not that much. But I think both sides, you know, the front office, White Sox front office, say, Abreu, I give you 10-year deal. It costs you, what, $30 million? I believe the host is going to say no. That's a balance of two parties.
And go ahead.
I don't think they have to be on the same page. If we want Jose back, yes. If Jerry want him back, yes. If Jerry say that to back it up, yes. But everything going to be depend how much it's going to cost.
You talked about your relationship with Jerry, and you know, famously when you were hired, they were looking at other people, and Jerry told Kenny, make sure you talk to Ozzie. He wanted you to be a candidate for the job, and obviously you did. Great in the interview and all the rest of it. Did he ever promise you anything? Did they ever tell you were only going to wear a Sox uniform?
That's what I talk about money and years.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, this is a business, guy. This is a business. This is a everybody, when you sign with a team and you want the players to be here for the rest of their life, baseball changed. Baseball is about cash. And, the way they go right now is about that. But Jerry told me a lot of things. You know what I mean? He gave me opportunities. He told me I would be signed with the White Sox for a little while. Obviously, that's what I say. I was in the same spot. And it's a conversation between two. They say, well, I want to make the money Kyle Rican was making. And Jerry told me, are you crazy? I said, well, you told me you want me here for the rest of my life. But it's like I say, it's a party of both sides. I think Jerry, with me, I don't know with anybody out with me, he's always come through what he told you or what he think. But Jerry, you know, we all told you, you crazy. I don't deal with that. You're wasting your time. You know what I mean? He's like, we're still friends, but that's not going to work. That's the type of guy he is. We all told you, you know, right to your face what he feels.
Ozzie, Yoenis Moncada is expected back tonight before the Rangers game after his rehab stint in Charlotte after the sore hamstring knocked him out for a little while. Finally, the White Sox will have Aloy, Tim Anderson, Moncada, and Abreu in the lineup at the same time. It seems like it's been a long time since that's happened. It seems like it hasn't happened often enough. If you were to line those guys up in your batting order, how would they look?
Wow. I will put Moncada in the top or second hitter. Even Anderson first, Moncada second, Abreu third, and Eloy fourth, and see what we have. When Robert's coming, then you move everybody down, and that's a good lineup, a very good talented lineup to start any game. You know, you got your 4 or 5 guys, 6 guys. They know they can hit. They know they can do it. So they have speed. They have a little bit of power. I think Moncada would be a perfect batting second because he's a shooter. You have a lot of speed to get, he can score from first base. You know what I mean? You can put Moncada, you know what I mean? People say, I hear some people put batting four. That's not easy. Batting four is not easy. Sometimes you come with bases empty all the time, starting the game. But I think Moncada is a perfect batting second in that ball club.
Ozzie, the Cubs came back and won a game yesterday that they looked like they had won, and then they blew the lead, and then they looked like they were going to win it again, and then they blew the lead, and then they went ahead and won it. When you see a moment like that, I guess Anthony Rizzo was running around calling it a season-defying win to everybody after the game, and Joe Maddon after the game said that it he has seen these seminal moments, these moments that happen in a game that cause a carryover effect in the course of the season. And I think we've all seen those, but do you know it when you see it? When it happens, do you know immediately this is the turning point? Because I think we've looked for that quite a bit, and it's great to think you had one, but you never really know until you look back at it.
Well, I think thank God to Nick Castellano. They are where they are right now. You know, Nick Castellano is being on fire, being great for this ball club. He bring a lot of energy, but not. And it's important. Every time I look around, you know, I mean, besides that, guys, I always say good thing about the Cubs when I got to say bad stuff about the Cubs. But when you see the bullpen, I worry about it. I would really, really, really worry about it. When they're facing San Francisco Giants, they're not a top of team. Everybody talking about, oh, wow, we White Sox facing Minnesota. They don't have no pressure now. This guy facing San Francisco Giants. It's an okay team. But in the meanwhile, I think they have the talent. Yes. They have been there before. Yes. But I really, really, really worry about now the bullpen. You know, Kimbo told the ball good. I watched the game last night. Oh, my God. You know, that, I don't think it was a Cubs game. You know, the games were like starter, one reliever, and game's over. They went through a lot. I think, you know, I feel bad for Joe because every time go to bullpen, you don't know. Ask him. You can ask him. Every time Joe going to make a move to the bullpen, you think about it twice. And that's the reason yesterday, you know, Darvish, he should be out of the game a little bit earlier. That's what we think, what people think. And he keep it there because he's not trust the bullpen the way he should. And I think bullpen, guys, is very important in baseball, especially in the stretch.
Ozzy, the Cubs have sent down David Bote. They sent down Albert Almora Jr. They bring up Addison Russell. They're searching for some answers on their bench. Do they have enough depth to stay in first place over the last 6 weeks or so?
Yes, yes, they do. Surprised me they sent the two guys down. Those guys being in the big league, doing a good job. Obviously, they're not hitting the way people thought they're going to hit. But when you don't play every day, you play one day yes, 2 days no, pinch hit, play defense, replacement, and play in the game. But you look at the lineup. The lineup is good, man. Finally, they got my man playing third base. Finally. He had to be the third base for all the time, just keeping there. And now they have lineup. When the Contreras coming back, lineup is going to look better. I don't think Contreras is going to be back anytime soon because I hear, you know, the GM and the president of the club saying that. But I think that right now they're ready to compete. You know what I mean? Worry about them. But the only thing I worry about it is their pitching staff right now. And obviously, bullpen is not that strong. But they do have a team to compete.
Ozzy, thanks a ton. Really appreciate catching up with you as always.
All right, guys. Take care.
That's Ozzy Guillen. He, of course, joins us every week and works with NBC Sports Chicago as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.